You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You're listening to All Haskins Everything. I'm sorry, my bad. All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally and Ray are in the building.
Yeah, you're right. Haskins is the man. You're right.
Will T's out. We working two-thirds. What's that? 66%, something like that?
It's percentage two-thirds, 66. Yeah, 66%.
Yeah, that's great in baseball.
Football, maybe not good.
Dwayne Haskins, if he can start the season with that percentage throwing the ball,
that'd be good. 66% is good.
Six out of every 10?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know what I mean? That's some real stuff. If he can do that. You know, everybody would love it. Everybody would say, you know what? He's the quarterback of the future. He would make that draft, the draft, historic.
Hey, that's what we're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T would normally say this if he was here. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. former USA Today's senior Washington Redskins reporter and current Sports Journey Redskins insider Lake Lewis will join us to talk about the Skins rookie minicamp. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, right now we have former USA Today's senior Redskins reporter and current Sports Journey's Redskins insider Lake Lewis Jr. on the line. What's up, Lake?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We're good. Ray, you want to say what's up, too?
Hey, what's up, Lake? Are you the same Lake that hooked Reggie Bush up with benefits, or are you the one that is right now covering this historic draft for the Washington Redskins?
I mean, however you want to call it.
Historic. That's the term that's been used on this
historic
show.
Come on, go with the flow. Yeah. It's historic.
Yeah, it's historic, I would say. Yeah,
see, exactly.
I think it's one of their best ones in a long time. So well, we got to see how it plays out, though.
Definitely. So, Lake, the Skins rookie minicamp went down over the weekend. You were there. How did Dwayne Haskins look?
I mean, I was really impressed. You know, the irony is that one of the things that I noticed about him that I don't know if I was expecting it or not, but you couldn't help but see it. And I actually, I was standing next to Kareem Copeland, you know, from the Washington Post. Uh-huh. And I actually said to him, like, this guy's got swag. Like, you couldn't help but see it. It wasn't forced. It wasn't, you know, just, and I'm not calling Robert out. That was my guy. But, yeah, you know, Robert knew the cameras were on him.
Yeah.
I didn't get that with Dwayne at all. It was just, it just looked like a guy that knew he belonged on the field. And, you know, some of the throws that he made were eye-opening. I mean, he also had some misses. You know, he had some timing issues at times. But, you know, that's to be expected. You know, throwing the ball to guys that he wasn't familiar with for the most part. The guy that he was familiar with, Terry McClory, you know, from Ohio State with him, they connected on a lot of plays. I mean, I put one up on Instagram, standing right there towards the back of the end zone. They had a nice back of the end zone kind of fade route, you know, in the red zone, and it was nice. It was beautiful to see that. So this is a guy that would throw the ball around. So I mean, I could go on and on, but I can just tell you, you know, his size, his arm strength, his poise, it's there. And it's only going to get better, obviously, as he gets coached up and as he gets more familiar with veteran players around him. The guys he was throwing the ball to won't be there. So,
hey, Lake, obviously there's a lot of buzz about Haskins within the organization and also within the fan base. I think this is the most anticipated debut for a quarterback, obviously, since Robert. But mm-hmm. What's your read on Gruden and how he's perceiving him and how, you know, he's, what's the word I'm looking for? What has been his demeanor as he watches Haskins?
Well, I mean, I think people have to keep in mind that, you know, one of the things that I was a little getting irritated about was the whole Gruden didn't want Haskins. And I thought that was garbage, frankly. I mean, did he have a preference for another quarterback? Sure. But I always, you know, look at it this way, and I ask you two gentlemen this. If somebody pulled up in your front yard with a Bentley and a Rolls Royce, you know, one of you may have a preference for the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you will not get in that Bentley and love it, you know. And I think that that was the situation. I do think Gruden, you know, may have liked Daniel Jones, which is nothing wrong. I think he's going to be a good young quarterback as well. I really do. Mm-hmm. I thought he went kind of high, but that doesn't mean that I didn't think he went kind of high, but I still think he's going to be an adequate quarterback for the Giants in due time. And that might be a nice little, you know, rivalry in the making for some young quarterbacks in Haskins and Jones. But Gruden couldn't hide his enthusiasm in his press conference, you know, for Dwayne Haskins. And, I mean, he'd have to be damn near blind not to see that this guy's got something that they just don't have or haven't had in a long time. And I think if I'm Jay, I look at it this way, too. You never got a chance to draft a quote-unquote, and you had to deal with both of them. And you saw the deficiencies in their game, whatever, but they were never his guys. Mm-hmm. And I say that in the sense of, you know, maybe Haskins wasn't his first preference. But regardless of whoever they took in this draft, a rookie quarterback, that's the whole point. It's a rookie quarterback that Jay has to groom, and his job is depending on it. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake about it. Mm-hmm. So I think that he knows that he's joined at the hip with Haskins, and they both need to be successful for this fan base. So I just wanted to say that because I was getting a little irritated with you know, some of my colleagues and some other folks saying that Jay did not want Haskins. That's not true. That wasn't his preference. But he knows he's got a special football player.
So from what you saw, do you think Haskins has an opportunity, a good opportunity to be the starter at week one?
I mean, it would be easy for me to say no. Yeah, it would be easy for me to say no because they brought Keenum in here for a reason. And Keenum is the ultimate pro as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Keenum is, to me, a poor man's Alex Smith as far as just, you know, He'll get you out there. He'll put you in the right, in the proper reads. He's not a turnover machine. I mean, but he will gamble. He will gamble a lot more than Alex. You know, kind of in between the Alex and Kirk. But you know, he makes plays. However, I think Haskins is that assured of himself. And from what I saw out there with, like I said, there was 62 guys out there over the weekend. Only 20 tops will be in a Redskins uniform come training camp. let's just say 15, okay? From a receiver standpoint, maybe 4 out of those 15. So my thing is, he's throwing the ball out there over the weekend to you know, 75% of guys that will not be with him. Come training camp. That's when, you know, the real deal comes out. And to me, I think that gives him a chance to look even better. I really do. And I think it gives him a chance to make the quarterback competition a real tough decision. Personally, I think Case Keenum's going to start the season. It's a brutal gauntlet for this team, you know, their first 5-6 weeks of the season. But I've said this before. If I'm Jay Gruden and I see that this kid come, you know, third, fourth preseason game, just looks like he's possibly able to weather the storm. And if your defense is playing solid football throughout the preseason, maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to ride with this guy right away. And if Haskins can somehow navigate through that difficult part of the schedule playing 500 ball, or maybe they're 2-3, but you see that they're doing something. I mean, this could save Jay's job to me. I mean, when I say save his job, I mean maybe extend him. Because, you know, now you've got you know, coach that can coach a young guy going forward. And let's face it, the Redskins, I don't care what anybody says, the Redskins aren't in a position to think they're going to go out and get a big-name coach to replace Jay Gruden or someone better, because I don't know if anybody would want to come here and coach this team, knowing the GM and the owner lurk. I don't know if anybody would want to do it. So to me, Jay's your safe bet right now.
Hey,
and Wiley, you know, you and me going back and forth on this for years.
Yeah, we have. Ain't that the truth?
Like, really, really quick, because obviously Haskins isn't the only rookie. There's so much more to try to fit in here. But one quick question, and the GM and owner do kind of factor into this, is would Haskins starting be the best business decision for this team?
Yeah, from a business decision, absolutely.
Okay.
He's going to sell some tickets, get some fans. Fans are already excited. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just three months ago, they were ready to burn the stadium down, pick it out at Redskins Park. I mean, hell, I even had fans tell me they didn't want to read anything else I wrote or reported on just because they were so fed up with the team.
Ooh,
and now, over the weekend, I've had the most love ever, you know? So, right, so fans are excited again. You know, this is what happens, but I think this is legitimate. This isn't pushing up the Kool-Aid to people, you know? This is real. This is a young football team that has potential in the building. And it's not old has-beens that used to be named somewhere else and now you can come see them on their senior tour. It's nothing like that. This is a young football team that we've seen over the last 2 years. They've been able to play with anyone. They've just been besieged by injuries. And if they don't have the injuries last year, I think they were a playoff team. I thought they probably would have won the division. So now you have a quarterback. You know, you have two quarterbacks that you didn't have on the roster last year competing. And you've got some additions on your defense that could make that defense special. So I just think fans, their excitement is real this time. It's warranted.
So, like, other than Haskins, who has been, like, the most impressive rookie?
I mean, Montez Sweat.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
And I've said this earlier. I was on another outlet earlier.
Mm.
You can't gauge too much the line play, you know, in these mini camps, just because, for one, they're not in pads. It's more like hand work, you know, technique stuff. So you really can't get too much. Like I said, the two offensive linemen they drafted looked solid, you know, but you couldn't get excited, or you couldn't say, no, they're not worth it. You just couldn't. But the one thing you could see with Montez Sweat is his speed is off the charts. Like, he right now is a rookie, their fastest defender, period.
Wow.
And I can say that. He's really that fast, you know. You know, when they were running after the end of practice and stuff, you know, there's speed there. He's just out running guys. And to put that on a guy that's, you know, between 260 and 270 pounds, that's phenomenal. And then to put him on the other side of Ryan Kerrigan, who you know is getting double teamed, this guy could come out of this season with more sacks than Preston Smith ever had in a single season.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, they've got something there. They really do.
Hey, Lake, man, we appreciate you for being on, man. We really do. Before I let you go, let our listeners know how I can catch your content and also catch you on social media.
Yeah, you can go to sportsjourney.com, and we've got some changes coming with Sports Journey. You know, name change and all that good stuff. So, you know, just stay tuned for that. But obviously, you can follow me on my social media. On Twitter, it's Lake Lewis, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Lake Lewis Jr. It's Lake Lewis Jr.
All right, great, great. Hey, Lake, you're going to see me and Ray at training camp, FYI.
Of course, man.
Right.
Of course. Of course. So we're going to continue our debate. But,
You know it.
You know, by week 8, we'll see where we are.
I'm getting that Doug Williams interview this summer. I don't care what they tell me. It's too hot to not get interviews, man. It's too hot out there.
We'll make it happen, man. For
All right, Lake. Thanks again, my man.
Okay, take care, Silas. Right. I appreciate it.
No problem. Again, that is Lake Lewis and Sports Journey. Make sure you check them out. All right, it's time for Nashville Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Ray Jeezy is out. He stepped out. So I'm gonna finish up the segment. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message or read your message on our show. We have a bunch on Facebook about the Skins not taking the option on Josh Dotson on 2020. So basically, it looks like 2019 may be Josh Dotson's last year with the Skins unless the Skins decide to re-sign him, and that means he has to have a big season. Tony Levin on Facebook hit us up on Facebook, posted, they ruined him. They never play to his strengths. Deep jump balls, Alshon Jeffries. Like, I agree. I think if the Skins had a quarterback like, say, a Phillip Rivers when Josh Dotson was, you know, younger, and with the last couple of seasons, I think Josh Dotson would be a better wide receiver. Charles Purvis Kelly Jr., posted, I see the skins are waking up. I'm hoping this is a sign that they are turning the corner. We shall see over time. Yeah, it's time to produce. This is Jay's year to prove himself to be the coach for the Washington Redskins, and he shouldn't have any BS. Guy's got a ball. So if Josh Dotson has to earn it to be on his team, I feel like Josh Dotson should be motivated, and we'll probably see the best of Josh Dotson in 2019. Don't forget, man, regardless of all the hate that Josh Dotson gets, he has gotten better, you know, every season, you know. So I know it doesn't say a lot, but he has gotten better. My man Cornelius posted his name is Sex Travel Sports Food Podcast. Check out his podcast. He posted, he's a major underachiever and is made of glass. I mean, I ain't gonna argue that. Josh Dotson has an injury history with the Washington Redskins, but I see a lot of talent. But he is an underachiever. If you want to be honest with you, Josh Dotson, I've always said he has AJ Green ability, and he's not showing out with it. So yeah, I agree with you, Cornelius. He is a underachiever. My man George, what's up, George? Posted on Facebook, motivation means nothing without health, and Dotson never gets it right in that department. Yeah, and he's never been healthy. He just hasn't been a guy that you can rely on in terms of health. With this Achilles thing, this Achilles issues he's had over the years in DC. So I hope Josh Dotson gets healthy. I believe in Josh Dotson. I believe that he can be a guy that can take his game over the top. And if I'm the Skins, I wouldn't exercise the option. Again, in 2020, if they exercised it, he would get like $10 million in 2020. And he hasn't been a guy that's been elite or deserved a $10 million contract in a year. Yes, he doesn't deserve that. He hasn't produced at a high level. So, but I am expecting Josh Dotson to put up numbers and making the Skins pay for not extending him. I know I'm kind of contradicting myself, but I do think that Josh Dotson, with whoever it is going to be, if it's Dwayne Haskins, if it's Case Keenum, I feel that, you know, he can put up big numbers. And Lake came on the show and told us that, you know, Dwayne Haskins looked really impressive. And he believes that Case Keenum, if he's the starting quarterback, can do the darn thing with the Washington Redskins and help them win. So Josh Dotson, you have an opportunity. It's time for you to take the bull by its horns and produce. So it's your time, bro. Make it happen, Captain. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. Yeah, dig. Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.